Good evening, Cincinnati. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together, weep no more, my lady.
Oh, weep no more today. We will sing one song for the old Kentucky home, for the old Kentucky home far away.
749-1444.
That is the phone number for the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
So you do the calling and we'll do the talking, and we'll call this whole thing off when we're done, right?
Chris, we've tried to be informative. We've tried to be entertaining. Well, first of all, let's start at the beginning. How was your week?
I had a halfway decent week.
Just halfway decent? Nothing great happened? Nothing wonderful happened? Nothing exciting?
I had a pretty good tour of the Cincinnati and greater Cincinnati area on Sunday evening.
How'd you manage that?
Went from one end of town to the other.
What are you looking for?
I was looking for love and I was looking for tacos.
You were in one of those, those rummage chases where you have to go and find like a ceramic rabbit, and then you got to go find the loose license plate, and you got to run all over town, and it's wacky, and it's fun, and then Susanna Hoff comes out and gives you a big hug.
Something like that. Sort of, yeah.
Well, that's good.
And how was your week, Robbie?
Whoa, it rocked, man. It was great.
What happened to you this week that was above average?
Well, nothing. It's just because I love life so much that I'm so thankful to be alive for another week that it was a wonderful time.
You were relishing in the love of the world, and you were rolling around in the grass like a wet little puppy dog, right?
That's what I was about to say.
Mm-hmm. Well, the phone number here is 749-1444, and as Rob was about to say a minute ago, we are informative, we are educational, and sometimes we're even a little humorous. But we were thinking, what do the people need from Chris and Rob? What can Chris and Rob give back to the community?
Ourselves, basically. Our advice and our love and our comradeship.
Rob, would you say that you and I are Cincinnati's radio pals?
Yeah, exactly. We are Cincinnati's radio pals.
And tonight, ladies and gentlemen in Radio Land, we'd like to be your pal. Give us a call up at 749-1444. Tell us your troubles. What can we do to help you out?
Lean on us when you're not strong.
Right.
When you need somebody there, lean on us.
Got problems with the old lady at home? Problems with the parents? Divorce, maybe? Lost your job?
Welcome to our world. We'll help you out. Are you planning on opening that small business you've always dreamed of? Would you like advice on what kind of loan to get? Is now a good time to invest in, say, a coin laundry? Call us up. We know the answers to all these questions and a whole lot more.
Schizophrenia is a disorder of thinking which flows troubled behavior and troubled mood.
Exactly. We know all this kind of psychology stuff. Psychology, business, politics, personal relationships. Anything you need to know about, we can help you here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. We're your radio pals.
Rather than being raving maniacs on the rampage, schizophrenics are often withdrawn and preoccupied with their own problems. We'd like to hear some of your problems.
Now, don't bug me now.
Hello, Tony. You're on the air with Chris.
And Rob.
Hello, Tony.
Hello. This is Tony.
Tony.
Yeah.
Yeah, how you doing tonight, Tony?
Okay, how you guys doing?
We're doing okay. How are you?
I'm all right over here.
Okay, great.
I'm on the Eastern Standard Time. How about you guys?
That's where we are. Where are you calling from?
Okay, the sun's just setting over here now because we're near the Indiana borderline. But my nose is stuck to my toes, and I didn't know what I have to do about it. I've got a lot of quick, remarks when I go shopping or whatever, and I don't know what to do.
Your nose is stuck to your toes.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what you do.
Tony,
I right now, I'm glad you called us with this problem. I'm glad you've unburdened yourself. I realize this has probably been something that's been the albatross around your neck, holding you back in both your personal and professional relationships. I'm glad you came here to get help. Here's what you do. First of all...
Wait, Rob. First
I know
of all,
exactly
we should
what to do.
Find out how did his nose get
it doesn't matter.
To his
it doesn't matter. How did it happen?
How did it happen?
Yeah, we'll stretch it out a little bit. How did it happen?
How did it happen?
Yeah, we're going to milk your car a little bit, Tony. How did your nose get stuck to
your
nose?
Hello. How did it happen? Well, I was picking my nose, and then my burger dropped, and I like to eat my burgers, and they fell on my shoes, and I meant to pick it up, and then a car came by, and I got out of the way, and it threw me, and then I've been stuck ever since. And they put me on these sideshows and stuff like that.
The answer's really simple.
I think it's not fair.
Okay.
I mean, I'm a minority in this country, and I feel that's not right. I got my rights. I'm a minority.
Tony.
And I think I should get due.
Tony, the more it snows.
Tidily at palm.
The more it goes.
Tidily palm.
the more it goes.
Tidally palm.
On snowing. And nobody knows.
Tidally palm.
How cold my toes.
Tidally palm.
How cold my toes.
Tidally palm.
Well, they tell me, they laugh at me, okay? And when I go shopping, even for Snickers bars, they snicker when I get a Snickers bar. And that's not
I'll tell
fair.
You what, the next time you go to your local IGA, Thriftway, or Kroger's.
Well, I've tried that, but I don't have the eye in IGA. I have the nose for IGA, right, but I don't have the eye in IGA.
Well, hop on over to the Mexican food place. Get yourself some jalapeno peppers, okay? You with me so far? Take some of the juice from the jalapeno peppers.
I've had the dump trucks come by and pick up garbage. They've actually picked me up because they thought, you know,
okay,
they're
great.
Just a curled up human being. Pick him up.
Drink a whole bunch of jalapeno juice. Your nose will start running like crazy. The lubrication will free your toe. There you go, Tony. We're so glad that you called and we could be of some help. 749-1444 is the phone number here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. We're your radio pals. Please unburden your souls onto the broad shoulders of Chris and Rob. Welcome to our world.
It's about 2:15, and here's my co-host Rob with tonight's weather.
You've got the damn paper, dude. Why do you say that? You got the paper. You're sitting on the damn paper. Here's Rob with the weather, even though you're holding the weather forecast right off the wire.
But you're our weatherman.
Well,
You're the staff meteorologist here at the Chris and Rob.
Throughout the early morning, partly cloudy, slight chance of showers. Throughout the afternoon, scattered clouds, a good chance of a storm, a high of 91 degrees. This evening, scattered storms, about 82 degrees. We do not know if we'll get the Reds game in tonight. They play the Florida Marlins. Currently in Walnut Hills, it is a balmy 82
at the nighttime.
Yeah. What's going on, Mike? Huh?
Mike, you're on the air with Chris.
And Rob!
Yeah.
Hi, Mike.
Yeah, how you doing?
Welcome to our world.
Yeah.
Yeah, what can we do for you tonight, Mike?
Yeah, what do you do when you're in the middle of divorce and the old lady gets 55 a month and you're not even, you don't even have kids?
55 what?
$55 a month.
$55 a month isn't that much.
Nah, it ain't.
No.
$55 a month from who?
From me.
Oh, you're getting a divorce and your alimony is $55 a month.
Right, and I have no, she's moving back at home with her mom and dad.
Mm-hmm.
And she has no bills, and I still have to pay her money. And she has a full-time job.
Do you have a full-time job?
Yep.
Whose is better?
Mine.
And did she help out when you guys were together?
She worked like the last 6 months of our marriage. I worked the first two by herself.
What kind of job does she have?
She works on a computer. She's a computer programmer.
And what kind of job do you have?
I'm a cook at TGI Fridays.
Ooh, that is a good job. Listen,
can you get us a free meal when we come in?
Do what?
Can you score us a free meal when we come in?
Hell yeah.
Which one?
The one on Beachmont.
The one on Beachmont.
Here's a joke I heard tonight. You hang a sign on the back of a guy who works at TGIF. It says, "Why bother going to Red Lobster? I've got crabs." You might want to do that when they're in the restaurant. Listen.
What do you do when you're married to one?
To a crab?
Yep.
Oh, man. Buy her lots of jewelry.
Nah,
Mike, I tell you what. I'm 100% in your corner. The legal system is screwed up. If there are no children involved, if it's not a situation where she worked to put you through med school, and obviously if you work at TGIF, you have very little education. If it's a situation like that, why in the world should you, doing a nice, honest day's work, have to give her money when she's capable of doing a nice, honest day's work? And it sounds to me like she is doing a good job. She is out there working, busting her hump. I don't know why you should have to throw some of your booty her way.
I don't either.
Who's the judge?
McBride.
All right, nobody vote for McBride.
Got that, ladies and gentlemen?
When McBride comes up for re-election, or if he gets appointed again, or whatever the deal is,
vote no.
Don't vote for McBride. We'll do our best, Mike.
All right, thanks.
Thanks for your input. I think Jim has just become like the Prince of England or something.
Who's that?
Because he had his bag of Hussmann's and he got a wavy chip. Oh, these are wavy chips.
Great.
I thought these were like regular chips, and he found the one wavy chip.
Rob, we don't do this often enough. We should send a big thank you and howdy doody out to the lovely Jim, who's answering phones for us one more week.
That's it? This is our last week?
Well, one more week here along the line of weeks. So thank Jim.
Thanks, Jim.
Welcome.
I do it every week. You always just, Jim, you suck. You have an expensive record you just kicked.
Hey, Greg, you're on the air.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Fantastic. Greg, how you doing?
I'm hanging in there.
Greg, you know what Rob and I are?
Two great people.
Besides that, Rob and I are
your radio pals.
We're here for you, Greg.
Unburden yourselves on our broad shoulders.
Thank you. Oh, I had a couple of questions.
We'll probably have a couple of answers.
All right, cool. You know, okay, about that comet hitting Jupiter.
Yes, the Shoemaker leaving 9.
Yes. If that was to hit the Earth, what would happen?
Ice age. This would be like the comet that hit the Earth a couple million years ago to end the reign of the dinosaurs.
It hit down on the Yucatan Peninsula. How do you say that?
Peninsula.
Down there in Mexico. And that happened a few million years ago. It extincted all the dinosaurs. They're all dead now.
I didn't know extinct was a
verb. Extincted.
And if the comet was to hit Earth right now, the same size as the one hit Jupiter, you'd be dead.
Uh-huh. Would it kill all human life or just...
Probably.
See, what I understand happens is they would smack the Earth with such force, kablumo, and it would be roughly equivalent to like every nuclear device being detonated or even twice
that. 6 million of them. 6 million nuclear
many
bombs.
Many times. Well, okay. However many nuclear bombs we have, the Ukrainians have, the Russians have, the Japanese have, they have none, but no matter how many nuclear bombs there are on the planet Earth, you like triple that, blow it up somewhere in the world, and this huge, big, giant cloud of dust would just envelop the Earth, causing a massive freezing effect because the ozone rays could not penetrate this thick cloud of black goop, and therefore we would cool Major League. All the plants would die except for the ones that are used to hanging out in the Antarctica, except for those little bitty ones that like the ptarmigan eat up north.
Would there be any chance that we could possibly knock it off, its course?
You know who would still be alive though after that thing hit Earth?
George Burns,
Batman's arch enemy, Mr. Freeze. Yeah.
Well, George Burns would still be alive. Did you hear what happened to him?
What?
He slipped in his bathtub in Las Vegas, cracked his skull open. He was bleeding profusely. They took him to the hospital, and then you know what happened next?
He made a joke.
A big hurricane-like storm swept over the city of Las Vegas.
The exact same thing happened to me.
Really?
Wow.
But you're not related to God.
No.
Any other questions?
Well, not really.
Okay. What are you doing up this late?
Sitting here, watching TV, listening to you guys.
But I would say that we could shoot a nuclear missile at a comet and we can knock it off course. Uh-huh. Well, but even if we explode it really close to the Earth, it could still, like, you know, shake our windows and stuff.
Yeah, probably would.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
When you sit down and you watch TV with the sound down in the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, tuned into 88.3 FM.
I know a lot of people like to watch adult films while they're listening to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
What kind of programs do you watch on cable TV while your sound is down and you're listening to Chris and Rob?
Well, right now I'm watching the Comedy Channel and Mystery Science Theater 3000 is on.
Really? So there's a bunch of little robots tooling around the moon and you're listening to Chris?
And Rob!
Yes.
That's interesting. Thanks for your call, Greg.
See you later.
Bye.
Later.
Okay, the phone number is 749-1444. As you know, Rob and I are your radio pals. We're here for you. And Reds won tonight. I saw the final.
Oh, like 11-2.
11-2. I didn't know that was a word.
Yes,
give
it
me
is.
Hell for saying, what did I say, extincted?
And you couldn't even say Yucatan.
Hello, Elvis. You're on the air.
Yeah, this is Elvis. I want to thank you very much. This happened to be in the air. No, I just kind of tuned in your show. I kind of like it myself.
Good. I'm glad you're enjoying it. What are you eating right now, Elvis?
Little grits. My mama cooked for me.
Mm-hmm. And,
grits?
Yes.
Sugar?
No sugar.
Butter?
Yeah, butter. You got
about a whole stick, probably.
Okay, like horn with the two, you know. And
go get them, Big E.
Okay, well, I just want to say that old Kentucky rain, I think it's going to happen or what?
Yeah, Kentucky rain is coming down.
Yeah, alrighty, boy. But other than that, I just want to say I'm hiding out here, and I'm near your studio, believe it or not, and that's where everybody in National Enquirer is going to find out about it, and you guys are going to be famous here in a little bit.
Well, thank you very much, Elvis.
Yeah, well, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 749-1444 is the phone number here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, but I will definitely understand if you are intimidated about following the king.
We're going to play a song now. This is Alex Chilton. We'll be right back. The phone number is 749-1444.
What's that Opa crap? What's that mean?
It means flaming cheese is burning. Cheese is on fire. Oppa.
Oppa.
Hey, Rob. The phone number here is 749-1444, the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. It's 20 minutes after 2 o'clock in the morning.
Nice time-telling skills.
Frank is up next. Hello, Frank. You're on the air with Chris and Rob.
Hey, Rob. Hey, Chris. How y'all doing?
Hey, Frank.
Students make me want to throw a glass into the fireplace.
Don't we?
Do it, man. Do it, man. Go for it, man. Go for it.
Have you ever had that pan-fried squid? Man, that stuff's great. It's called calamari.
That's not pan-fried. That's deep-fried.
Calamari
is
squid.
It's deep-fried if you get it up at TGI Fridays.
Calamari is squid.
If you go to a real Greek restaurant.
Calamari is squid?
Yes.
No, it's
sure
not.
Is.
No,
yes.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
It's squirrel. You guys got lost in the translation. You thought it said squid. It said squirrel.
No. Calamari is deep-fried squid.
No.
Yeah.
Back off.
They kill them. They cut the tentacles off. They dip them in batter, deep fry them, and it's calamari.
But the tentacles is where all the vitamins are.
Right.
And that's where you eat? You eat the tentacles?
Yeah.
What about the brain?
They threw that away.
Does a squid have a brain?
Not a very large one. Not to mention the fact it only has
these are those
eye.
Big giant squids that attack sperm whales and stuff in the ocean?
No, sperm whales eat millions and millions of squid and krill and...
No, what are those big giant squids like in 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea that attack submarines and whales and stuff?
Been watching too many old movies, Rob.
No, man, there is such a beast.
Excuse me.
They're called the giant killer squid.
Oh, well, can't argue with the hoes.
Well, you can, you'll just lose.
Yeah, because you have the power of the hang-up button.
See, we realize that all other talk show hosts think that because
Mike Limbaugh,
McConnell, they know that the people are calling up are usually kind of nervous about being on a big giant radio, either coast to coast or 50,000 watts.
Yeah, that's what it's, I like about WAVE. I don't have to worry about that.
So what happens is if someone calls up and has a something they want to get off their chest, you divert an attack. You slightly change the subject, then you pepper them with a lot of questions. They'll get flustered, and their nervousness will show. Then they look like an idiot, and you say, well, there you see, people don't agree with me. They're idiots.
Remember, Rob and I are not like the other talk shows. Rob and I are your
radio pals.
All right, well, in that case, since I've made a pledge and since I intend to pay it eventually, how about a little personal plug to help me do so?
A personal plug?
Yeah.
Sort of personal plug?
Like the Unnamed Painting Company, 281-4956.
Wait, say that a little louder.
The Unnamed Painting Company. I need to name it, and I need business. 281-4956.
You need a name for your paint company.
Painting.
What sort of things do you paint?
Interiors, exteriors, patching, light, drywall.
Could you do my grandma's house?
Sure, I'll even give her a fair price.
A fair price?
Yeah, I'm
better. She's my grandma.
I don't rip off old fish.
How about like coat of arms?
There you go. That's not bad. The Coat of Arms Painting Company.
Get like coat of paint, coat of...
You get it?
The coat of many colors.
Well...
Brush
sure
with greatness.
A couple more colors.
How about
even...
brush with greatness?
How about Brush Limbaugh?
I like that.
Yeah, Brush Limbaugh.
You like that?
No, Brush with Greatness. I like that.
Tell you what, FOC for you, baby. Free of charge. All right, Frank, so we've expanded the topic to name a paint store... Or a painting
company.
Service?
Painting subcontractor.
Okay, so our topic today is Chris and Rob, your radio pals, or name Frank's painting service subcontracting.
Right, there you go.
All right, Frank, we'll let you go and we'll get some ideas.
All right, I'll call you back.
Later.
Later.
All right. So far, Brush with Greatness is the best, but I know that the ever-clever listeners of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show can do a lot better than Brush with Greatness.
Hey, Frank, pay attention to this. When daisies pied and violets blue, and lady smocks all silver white, and cuckoo buds of yellow hue do paint the meadows with delight, the cuckoo then on every tree mocks married men, for thus sings he, cuckoo, cuckoo, cuckoo.
Dude, what was that about daisies pie?
Oh, word of fear, unpleasing to a married ear.
Dude, what was that about daisies pie?
Hair pie.
Hello, I know.
Chef,
you said. I was just thinking,
hey,
you know,
guys.
Dukes of Hazzard. You said Daisy's pie. I was like, what else? Cuckoo. Hey, Shemp, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on?
What it is, what it was, what it shall be.
Okay. What's up?
Nada.
Hey, I got three questions for you.
We'll have three answers.
Okay, number one. You guys are trying to help us out, huh?
Yes, that's one. What's number two?
I need to find a ticket to go see the Dead next Friday.
Nope.
I mean, just... I mean,
can we do better than that?
I can't even try.
Can we do better than the Dead, or is it already taken care of?
Shep, guess what we have for you.
What's that?
If you want them, we have two tickets to see Richard Marx at Riverbend on August 5th.
Don't mean nothing.
You want them? They're yours if you want them.
No, thank you. Number two.
Number three.
Number three. You already had two questions.
No. Number two.
Okay.
Now this is number three.
Zero.
Make it a two-parter. Okay.
Part one of number three here.
You can do anything you want with those tickets.
Can I, is there like a Shag newsletter or something?
You have to call Shag to find out, and I don't know how to get a hold of them. If somebody does, they're welcome to call the radio station and join that Shagalicious train, but,
I mean, is there any way to, like, find info about where they're playing?
Man, my
go
God.
Go to one of their gigs.
How many questions are you going to ask here, Shemp?
Yeah, you're done. 749-1444. You're only allowed, if you're going to say you're going to ask three questions, you can only ask three questions. If you want to ask more than that, then tell us you're going to ask us eight questions or whatever. That's fine.
And we start at zero. We don't count at zero. We don't count zero. We start at one. Question one, question two, question three, question three. Hey, we don't do any of this question zero crap.
Right.
1, 2, 3, like good all-American boys we are. 33 minutes past the hour here at WAIF Cincinnati. It's the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, rocking and rolling from 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. every Wednesday morning. We've got Frank. Is it still for the same Frank?
With the
tickets. Frank wants the tickets?
Hey, I can make money off of the tickets.
Hey, come on now.
Nope. You either got to go to the show or you got to come down to the station and rip them up on the air. But you're not allowed to sell them.
You know, let's help somebody out. Somebody's like, Chris, Rob, I need a place to take my girly friend on August 5th.
You need a date
5th.
On August 5th? We got Richard Marx tickets, all right?
He's cute, but he's just cute enough to where he'll get your woman hot, but not so cute that you can't compete.
What happened now?
Hello, Rick. You're on the air with Chris and Rob, your radio pals.
I'm on the air already?
Yes, sir. We don't screw around here, man.
Oh, my God. Okay. Now, my problem is I'm 43 years old.
Okay, you're 43 years old.
We had one of these two.
That's your problem?
I've had a job at McDonald's since I was 18, and I'm comfortable with it. I think I've found my niche, you know? I found where I want to be.
Right. You belong on the fry crew.
Yeah.
You feel good when you take something that starts off as a raw potato, and you turn that raw potato into a golden, crispy, salted McDonald's French fry. It gives you a feeling of accomplishment, a sense of purpose, and a reason for being here on God's green, greasy earth.
You know, man, I'm hoping someday to aspire to that. Okay, but right now, all I'm doing is, like, I'm the guy in charge of wilting the lettuce that ends up on the grilled chicken sandwiches.
You're a lettuce wilter.
Yeah, I am the lettuce wilter. And I'm good at my job.
Uh-huh.
Very, very good at my job. Okay, but I'm thinking of a career change because my problem is, about a year ago, I was out walking my ferret.
You got a pet ferret?
What?
You got a pet ferret?
I did.
Ferrets are so cute and cuddly.
Yeah,
I love ferrets.
He was great.
They're darling.
All right.
What was his name? Was it a boy or a girl ferret?
It was a girl. Her name was Beulah.
Beulah?
Yeah,
that's a nice name for a ferret.
Oh,
when I was a kid, I had a friend who had a ferret, and his ferret was so cute. Its name was... what was its name?
What?
What was the name of my friend's ferret? You met him once. Oh, it was Farrah Fawcett the Ferret.
Yeah, Ferret Fawcett Major.
Ferret Fawcett.
Ferret Fawcett. Woohoo!
I like that. Okay, but no, really. I really do have a problem here. Okay? As I was walking my ferret, this little punk kid came out and just ran his bike over my ferret. And I said, you kid, you punk you, you pathetic little punk you.
And he said...
What are you getting at? Let's get this thing on.
He flipped me off.
Uh-huh, I don't blame him.
All right, but last week they hired a new manager, and it was that kid. So now he's my boss. And he changed my name on the McDonald's schedule from Rick to Pathetic Old Loser. So I really think I need a career change here.
Well, what kind of things are you interested in going into?
I like fries. Fries would be good. Or maybe
one of those Walmart guys?
Listen, we usually
you gotta shoot high. You gotta aim a little higher than this, all right, Rick?
How about one of those Walmart guys? You know, I could stand there and say, welcome to Walmart.
Listen, we don't like to do this, Rick, but go over to Roy Rogers, tell him Chris and Rob sent you, and you will be in charge of horsey sauce, ketchup, and mustard.
They'll make you manager immediately if you say you know Chris and Rob.
They'll make you in charge of horseradish sauce.
Wait, whoa, three condiments?
You'll be in charge of all three condiments, mustard, horseradish sauce, and mayonnaise, and barbecue. You'll be in charge of like five condiments. And if it's too much pressure for you, Rick, maybe they can put you in charge of sweeping the parking lot.
I could do that.
All right, go. Where's it at, Chris?
It's over there on Route 32, not too far from Eastgate.
Well, where that plane landed today?
Yeah, over where the plane landed today.
All right, go look for that airplane.
Did you hear about the plane that landed today?
The plane landed on 32.
A plane landed on Route 32 today. There's a picture of it in the Morning's Enquirer.
Go look for that airplane. Go find Roy Rogers and tell him Chris Rob sent you. Thanks for your call, Rick.
Wait,
we got to move
hang
on.
Up, don't hang
oh,
up.
What?
Can I have the Richard Marx tickets?
What are you going to do with them?
I'm going to use them. I like Richard Marx.
You lied about your age. Now you're lying about liking Richard Marx.
How do you know I lied about
Nobody him? Likes Richard Marx. 749-1444 is the phone number. That's 749-1444. Remember, Chris and Rob are
your radio
pals.
What was that one guy's name? What was that guy's name who was in Beatlemania that he had like one hit? He wore tiger stripe pants
Crenshaw?
In his video. No, not him.
Oh, Aldo Nova.
Aldo Nova.
Nobody likes him either.
Oh, he was great. Life is just a fantasy. I always liked Aldo Nova. If Aldo Nova comes to anywhere around here, we'll get him on the show.
Sure we will.
Different Rick.
Hello, Rick.
Yeah, I got a question for you.
Okay.
I recently got not a citation, but a warning for flying a Confederate flag at my house.
Uh-huh.
You're allowed to do that.
Well, the the officer told me I wouldn't. He said it was inciting trouble or something stupid like that. And I got into it with him, and he let me off with a warning.
Right.
So, do you think I should just go ahead and fly it again since it's not against the law?
It's not against the law. You can do whatever you want. Now, my personal views happen to be against the Confederate flag because it does symbolize racism. However, you're allowed to do whatever the heck you want just about, so go ahead and do it.
My view is, it's America. Fly any flag, say anything, do what you want.
Okay, man, I appreciate that. I just wanted someone else's opinion because I think that the officer, since he was colored, I mean, I don't have a problem, but I'm from West Virginia, and that's just the way I was growing up.
Well, you know, West Virginia actually broke away from Virginia over that kind of racist crap. So,
right on.
Later on, dude. Good luck.
Where'd he go?
He went to go to the bathroom, so I figured you'd have a record or a disc or something queued up. But obviously, once again, you were not prepared. Go ahead, you're on the air with Chris and Rob.
Hi, this is Rick again.
Hi, Rick.
Which Rick? The first Rick or the second Rick?
The first one. Okay, I was playing before. I was goofing around. But I really do want those Richard Marx tickets.
How bad do you want them?
How bad do you want me to want them?
No, I don't want to do any of this humiliating cluck like a chicken crap
no,
and all
that.
The other FMD
no, I'm not
going to
make them cluck like a chicken.
All right.
Look,
how far would you go to get
them? Bar here. Okay, they're just Richard Marx tickets. I'm not going to do anything really humiliating.
Well, I don't want to humiliate you. I just want to know what would you do for them? How bad do you want them?
I want them bad.
Prove to me. Prove to me that you want them. Prove it to me.
Richard Marx is cool. Okay.
Name three of his songs. And you can't say Don't Mean Nothing to one song that everybody knows.
Right Here Waiting for You, Hazard, and
what was the name of his first album?
First Offender, Second Offender.
How many White Castles can you hold under each arm on your way to the studio?
Uh, 37.
Next time, try five.
37 White Castles will get you the Richard Marx tickets.
You guys are toying with me.
I'm not toying with you.
Oh, yes, you are.
You don't have to bring sodas or nothing. 37 White Castles will get you Richard Marx tickets. Bye. In case you don't know where the studio is,
you'll
look it up in the phone.
You still didn't get anything fired up, did you? What the hell is your problem?
What's your problem?
I don't know, man. Bring the thing out. Play the thing out. Okay, play that. 749-1444 is the phone number here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, where Chris is on vacation, and I'm your radio. You want to take this live? You want to go?
All we'll right. be right back. 749-1444. This goes out to Lady J. Oh,
One by one from the sky, I know Mars could not be too far behind. Cause baby, this kind of beauty, it's got no reason to ever be shy. Cause honey, this kind of beauty, the kind that comes from inside.
You gotta cup your arm and then you gotta...
You mean cup your hand or your arm? What do you mean?
Yeah, your hand.
Okay, cup your hand.
Yeah, and then you gotta surprise it. You don't hit it flat. See, a lot of people miss it because they hit it flat.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta come underneath of it and cup your arm and then you get it every time. I guarantee it.
And then you shake it up real good and throw it down on the table and it's all groggy.
Well, I've had a fly shakes. Well, they're not very good, but... No, actually, you just gotta cup your arm and... You get it every time if you do that, but if you hit it flat, you never get it. That's a little fly talk here tonight.
All right, thanks a lot, Stan. Anything else?
Other than Marsha's got a big nose. She smokes too much, and she's ugly as hell, but other than that, nothing.
Thanks for your input, Stan.
All right, bye-bye.
Later.
Okay, the phone number here is 749-1444. In case you just tuned in, he's Rob.
You know, this is one of the very few times you've actually played like a real song to talk over.
What do you mean?
This is like a great...
This is a beautiful
song. This is one of the best songs from the 60s.
This is one of the best.
Usually we just talk over, we talk over like the crazy organ sounds of Denny McClain playing a Santana tune.
Let's listen to it for a little bit then.
What's the name of it? Samba Tea?
Yep.
Is this Samba Tea?
Pati.
Oh, I'm sorry. It starts rocking here in a minute.
It's from the second Carlos Santana record. Hello, Rick. You're on the air with Chris and Rob, your radio pals.
Me? I don't want to be on the air.
What the hell do you want, then?
I was going to take your White Castle order so I could get the damn Richard Marx ticket.
Oh, okay.
Somebody
talk to him. Come on, get it together. Get it together. No, we don't need that many. Give him a realistic number. I'll take five.
I'll take five.
With or without cheese?
No cheese.
Cheese on some of them.
No cheese on at least five. And I would like a large onion chip.
Make it two.
Two large
onion chips. I don't need no onion chips.
Five castles, two large onion chip, and...
Five.
15 castles.
Somebody called a little while ago. Maybe it was Rick and said something about 37 of them.
No, you said 37.
No, the caller said 37. I said,
right,
how many White Castles can you hold under both arms? And you said 37. And 37 sounds like a good number.
Right.
749-1444 is the phone number.
You see, here's the thing, Chris. To paraphrase the United Negro College Fund, a White Castle is a terrible thing to waste. Why do we want 37 of them when there's no way possible, not even with me, Big Jim, and you all on empty, are we going to eat 37 White Castles?
Because you can take them home and give them to Mrs. Rob.
No, Agatha does not like that kind
Agatha
of crap.
Agatha loves White Castles.
All Agatha eats are the bell peppers we raise in the garden.
Then I'll take them home to Grandma, okay? Grandma loves
you. You're going to wake Grandma up at 5:30 in the morning when we get off the air and say, here's a three-hour-old White Castle.
She loves those little bombers.
3 hours old, once the grease is coagulated, they don't even slide down good.
15 of them will get them the Richard Marx tickets. 37 of them...
Hey, I like that album cover, too. There's naked women on this album cover, so buy this record with Samba Pa T on it by Carlos Santana.
Santana Abraxas. Okay.
Naked women. You know, that's one thing that's really been missing in record covers lately is naked women.
Hello, Mike. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hi, Mike.
Hey, what's up?
What up?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
What do you want me to talk about?
We want you to talk about anything you want to talk about because we're your radio pals.
We're here for you, babe.
We're doing it.
Them onion chips sound pretty good.
Those onion chips are good, man.
I don't know if you want Richard Marks tickets at Riverbend or not, Mike, but if you can get here before Rick does, they're yours.
They could go with each other.
Whoever gets here first gets the Richard Marx tickets. Simple as that. Any other questions?
Fuck, I don't know.
What are you doing up this late, Mike? You should be in bed.
No, I'm up partying.
Partying on what?
Everything.
Booze, drugs, what?
With Dan the Paperman.
Dan the Paperman. He's one of our biggest fans. Dan the Fan the Paperman is what we call him.
You want to talk to him?
Sure, I
Here,
guess.
You know, I don't want to be the one to cause a panic.
Yeah, well.
What's that, Rob?
We're going to run out of soda.
Hey, whoever's bringing the castles, get us some sodas, too.
I've got one left. That 2 liter's gone, isn't it? So all we've got is Jim's quart of Snapple, or what is it, tea?
That stuff's horrible. All right, Dan, the fan, the paper man.
Hey, yeah, whoa, shit, sorry.
Watch out.
I know, I'm watching it. Hey, yeah, it's real happening over here.
What are you doing?
Four guys, no girls. Fun.
Sounds like a blast.
Oh, yeah, actually, just listening to your show just makes me happy.
That's good. You don't need women, you got Chris and Rob. Oh, jeez.
Well, pushing it. But actually, we do have a woman here, but it's my sister, and we don't live in Kentucky.
What's her name?
Michelle. You want to talk to her? She's probably right around your age.
Sure.
What's our age, Chris?
I don't know.
We'll find out what our age is.
Sal, my brother, is a hairy man, and I am a smooth man.
Hello.
Hi, how old are you?
And he's Dan the Pigman.
I'm fine.
You're five?
I don't think they consider me a woman. They said there was no girls here.
Hey, how old are you, Michelle?
I'm 24.
24.
Ooh, you are about our age.
Ooh.
What do you do for a living?
What?
What do you do for a living?
I'm trying to find out what I want to be when I grow up.
I can understand that. It's like cool, man, because it's like, you know, you grew up watching the Brady Bunch, and how the hell are you supposed to get any initiative if you watch the Brady Bunch?
Hey, yeah.
Michelle, you go down to Roy Rogers Roast Beef Dinner on Route 32 at Eastgate Mall. Tell them you're friends with the Chris and the Rob Late Night Talk
Just
Show.
Just don't hit the airplane on your way down there. He'll hook you up.
Sorting horsey sauce before you can say, am I hired yet?
That one guy was afraid to be the condiment king. You could be the condiment queen.
Bill knows what he wants to be when he grows up. You want to talk to him?
Sure.
Well, we'd rather talk to you. We've talked to all guys tonight, and we really need the feminine perspective. But I guess we'll talk to another guy.
Hello?
Nothing against you, Bill. It's just that we've been talking to guys all night, and it's great to hear a soft voice every once in a while.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it is. So what's going on, man?
Oh, not much.
I heard you know what you want to be when you grow up.
Yeah, I want to work at Frisch's for the rest of my life.
I tell you what, you could do a lot worse than Frisch's. You could do a lot worse than Frisch's. Because Frisch's, you know, they have that breakfast bar.
Yeah.
You could get those little pancakes, and what you could do is you could become a booster for your local high school because you hork a few pancakes every morning, you take them over there, and you got new discus for the track team. And they love you. They'll like name a wing of the gym after you. All right, well, good luck at Frisch's.
All right, man.
Take it easy, dude.
All right.
Lighter.
749-1444 is the phone number. Give us a call,
and we'll see what we can do. We'll talk to you. We're radio pals.
What we must look for here is, first, religious and moral principles. Secondly, gentlemanly conduct. Thirdly, intellectual ability.
Really? That's what we're looking for.
We'll be right back. 749-1444.
Try not to get worried, try not to turn on to problems that upset you out. Don't you know everything's alright, yes, everything's fine. And we want you to sleep well tonight. Let the world turn without you tonight. If we try, we'll get by, so forget all about us tonight.
Everything's alright, yes. Everything's alright, yes.
Sleep and I shall soothe you, calm you and anoint you, nerve all your hot forehead out. Then you feel everything's alright, yes, everything's fine. And it's cool and the ointment sweet for the fire in your head and feet. Close your eyes and relax, think of nothing.
Everything's alright, yes, everything's alright, yes.
Come on.
And we want you to sleep well tonight. Let the world turn without you tonight. If we try, we'll get by, so forget all about us tonight.
Everything's alright, yes, everything's alright, yes.
Surely you're not saying we have the resources to save the poor from their lot. There will be more always pathetically struggling. Look at the good things you've got. Think while you still have me. Move while you still see me. You'll be lost. You'll be so, so, oh, 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 me when I'm gone.
Sleep and I shall see.
Cincinnati, I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together,
be in general virtuous, and you will be happy.
Benjamin Franklin said that.
WIF Cincinnati.
He was a pervert, too. 749-1444.
What do you mean he was a pervert? You can't just say that about...
Benjamin Franklin was a pervert.
What do you mean he was a pervert?
I'll look it up in a minute.
Oh, yeah.
The phone number here is 749-1444, isn't it, Rob?
Sure is.
And tonight our topic is...
Founding fathers who were perverts.
Right.
Just because he had like 19 kids from different mothers and he didn't marry any of them, that doesn't make him a pervert.
Frank, you're on the air.
I'm back. Hey,
yeah.
Man, I just wanted to compliment y'all on that last musical selection. Actually, I think I ought to get the Richard Marx tickets because I know what it's from, who wrote it, and what the name of that last selection actually was.
No, because anybody who knows and or cares what that last selection was really needs a life, and the last place they need to be is a Richard Marx concert.
What, you got something against Jesus?
Listen, Andrew Lloyd Webber is a... I don't say anything. What should I say? What would be a good direct object there?
For Andrew Lloyd Webber?
Andrew Lloyd Webber is a...
Artist?
Cheese ball.
Yeah, bingo. He's 16 ounces of Kraft cream cheese mixed up with a little milk and chives.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
You know what I saw the other day, Frank?
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz?
I saw a CD called
What's the Buzz?
Tim Curry's Greatest Hits.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Poodle die. Poodle die. What was that thing I had to say earlier?
Hey, Frank!
Bye.
Frank?
Yeah?